I am Ed Renner. Welcome to podcast number 33 of Forums for a Future. It took over 100,000 years for the population of the Earth to reach 2 billion people. In less than the next 100 years, it reached 7 billion. This remarkable growth was achieved through the products of science and technology accumulating in the modern era. In particular, modern achievements in health, industrialization, agriculture, transportation, and communication. In the United States, 2% of the population feeds the remaining 98%. The agricultural revolution alone freed many workers to engage in other economic activities, resulting in an unprecedented increase in our standard of living. However, the very economic, political, and social structures that created our modern era now threaten to destroy it. Our economic growth has dramatically reduced the carrying capacity of the planet to support the human population, for which climate change is the poster child. In 1985, we first started to consume more resources and create more waste than the planet could produce or absorb in 1 year, creating an exponential decline in the life-sustaining capacity of the planet and entering the age of global warming. The United States has 5 global hectares of biological capacity per person, but each person consumes nearly 10 each year. This twofold difference is our annual ecological deficit. Over the past 50 years, the deficit is responsible for a huge cumulative ecological debt to the rest of the planet and its population. These past excesses have also created huge national fiscal deficits that no longer can be offset through the unlimited growth of the past 200 years. The continued reduction in biological capacity of the planet imposes a natural cap on the rate of human consumption and economic growth. These annual environmental and fiscal deficits and their cumulative environmental and economic debt are the legacies the millennials will inherit from the boomers. With a cap on growth imposed by nature, eliminating the deficits and reversing the debt can only be achieved by a reduction of past excesses through a decline in the millennial standard of living as the price for surviving in the 21st century, but without an existing world political order sufficient for navigating these issues. The solution has to be a joint effort between the millennials and the boomers, who form a demographic wall between the millennials and their future. For the first time in human history, 2 generations share a common fate. Yet, over the past decade, the nature of communication has changed more dramatically than over the previous 400 years. Bridging the generational digital communication gap is the millennial challenge. The task is no less than boomers and millennials mutually rejecting the status quo and fully engaging in a transgenerational civic dialogue to fundamentally restructure our current political, social, and economic institutions. The stark reality is that the environmental and fiscal deficits that enabled the false prosperity of the modern era are not sustainable. And if they are not reversed within the next several decades, they will be lethal. Those of us alive today are the first generation to know that we live in the age of global warming. We may also be the last generation to have any chance of doing something about it. Our forebears had the excuse of ignorance. Our descendants will have the excuse of helplessness. We have no excuse.